tear you down. Love can feel like war. Love can stare you down. Is love worth fighting for? And all I have is love, sweet love. And all I got is love, sweet love.
Logan Stotz, the acclaimed Mohawk storyteller and activist, recently performed at a tribute concert for Mohawk legend Robbie Robertson in Los Angeles back on October 17th. The event included stars like Eric Clapton and Van Morrison as well. And be on the lookout for a film release as Martin Scorsese, Robertson's friend, was also in attendance. That was from Stotz and Aspect's latest collaboration, Love Sweet Love, today on the mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee. Right now, Nyawiskenagagwego, I'm thankful you're well. And before we get into this hour together, it's my sincerest hope that you can stick around for the entirety of our time, but I understand that you might be in and out for only a quick second. At least stay tuned for the next break, where I'll share some details as to how you can take the mainstream with you and listen 24/7 at your heart's delight. We'll also be enjoying music from Métis troubadour David Morin, in addition to one from Alexa Dawson and her band, Halion. Alexa's a talented Potawatomi artist and gardener, and I love the convergence of music and gardening. So stick around for a great track from her and the band Halion. In this block, Hozier and Mimi O'Bonswin, another artist who expertly weaves gardening and songwriting together. They do go hand in hand, do they not? Right now, though, is a track that we'll be introducing into the rotation, and it comes by way of Matteo Bocelli. If you recognize the last name, well, of course, he's the son of the acclaimed tenor Andrea Bocelli. Matteo's carving out his own pop path. He released his self-titled debut album about a year ago. It included collaborations with Dad, among other notable artists. Right now, it's his collaboration with Sophia Carson. It's the 2024 single, If I Knew, as we get back into this block of great listening on your new favorite show, The Mainstream.
It only happens when you're looking back. In the dark, you never see the cracks, and then I saw the light came in. Hit the bottom one too many times. I was hurting from the last goodbye, the end. It's where we began. Always lost the fight, even when I tried. But here we are tonight. If I knew that every time my heart will break and make the space for you to take. I would choose the highs and lows and broken roads, 'cause here we stand at the end. It was all for
I'm good at running once myself to friends. Kinda scary when it all makes sense, 'cause you feel like home to me. You keep me steady when the nights get rough. Never thought that I was good enough, but you see what no one sees.
If I knew that every time my heart would break, you'd make the space for you to take.
Darker skies, if I knew it led me here tonight.
If I knew that every time my heart would break, it'd make the space for you to take. I would choose the highs and lows and broken roads, 'cause here we stand.
Too Sweet, bringing that block to an end right here on the mainstream. We also heard Mimi Obonswin's A Mother's Cry from the 2017 Connected album, and it was Matteo Bocelli and Sophia Carson's If I Knew single that we introduced into the regular rotation. If you're just joining us, get caught back up at mainstreamradio.net or head on over to nativeartistdirectory.com where you can listen to the mainstream every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, but the full day's podcast is automatically uploaded for you to listen at your own convenience as well. Once again, that's nativeartistdirectory.com. Before the hour is through, Curtis Mayfield as we kick it old school, in addition to one from Leon Bridges and Vegas rockers The Killers. As we wind down the first half, Cree singer Tia Wood, who's off to an incredible start with her brand new single, Dirt Roads. Also one from Glasgow rockers Kundalini Genie, but right now, from the deluxe edition of Ohio Players, called the Trophy Edition, it's the Black Keys with Mi Tormenta featuring Danny Lux on the mainstream.